You're listening to Archer Radio. Hi, this is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Tuesday, July 19th, 2005. Today's PodSafe music is from DJ Come of Age, Ira Watson. He's one of the people who emailed me recently to offer some music, and I took him up on it. And this, what you're listening to now, is called HS2 Intro, which is the, I believe, an introduction track to their new CD called, what is it called? Hidden Souls 2. So that's going to be playing in the background while I talk a little bit. And he's offered some other tracks as well that I should be getting and playing on other pod shows or podcasts. He also gave me his website, and I'll put a link on the show notes to so you can check out his website. And actually, I highly suggest you do check out his website, because he's got a media section where you can check out the songs as well as photographs. And that guy's a little hottie. So you should, if nothing else, go to the website to check out his photographs. They're hot. Okay. So I'm looking forward to getting some more tracks from this guy. Well, I know it's two guys, actually, who are doing it. So thank you, Ira Watson, DJ Come of Age, at slowmo.se. As I said, I'll put a link on the show notes. Yesterday, I finally got Skype up and figured out. And for those of you who are Skype users, you can feel free to add me to your list. It's Archer Radio, all one word. And I was trying to figure out how to record the calls on Skype, and I know that a lot of people used Audio Hijack Pro, so I went ahead and bought Audio Hijack Pro, and I was just setting it up and logged on to Skype to try to record a call, and I saw Special Delivery Mark online, so I said, oh, this will be a good time to try, try to record a show, or try to record a phone conversation, and figure out if I know how it works and all. So I thought I had it all configured correctly, you know, in terms of settings for recording. You have to hijack the audio. It was very complicated. I know probably for some podcasters it's a snap, but for me it was complicated. So it took me a while to figure that out. But anyway, I went ahead and found Special Delivery Mark online, and I decided I would try to call him and record the phone call. So I called him, and it was like confusing at first, because I wasn't sure if it was working or not. So anyway, I was able to record the conversation. So let's listen to that conversation. I got some email. Let me find it on the iPod. Now, see, I had this all lined up. Playlist. Clips. Okay. Now let's listen to this conversation with Special Delivery Mark. Just know that the beginning is like confusing, because I'm not sure if he could hear me or not. And then here's the big thing. At the end of the conversation, at the very end, it's starting to get fuzzy, like you're hearing the static noise. Well, as it turns out, I had not yet entered the registration code in Audio Hijack Pro, so they only give you it's like 10 minutes of talking time, and then they start adding this fuzziness onto it, so you have to register it. Well, I already had it registered, but I didn't enter the code yet, so I couldn't finish the phone call, so we had to end the phone call. So anyway, that's where it ends. So let's listen to this conversation with Special Delivery Mark. I'm not actually sure how long it is. Okay, let's call him and see. Oh, this is me trying to figure it out. And it didn't record the calling sound, you know, the phone or the dialing or whatever.
Hello.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Great, Archer. Wow, I'm glad this thing works.
This is amazing. You're my absolutely first call on Skype.
You're the first work when I've tried it.
And I'm actually trying, because I was just fooling around with Audio Hijack Pro. So I'm recording this just to try this out.
Well, that's excellent. I was wondering if you figured out how to record a Skype call.
Well, I did a lot of research this afternoon, and I just got an email from some guy who gave me a link, and it seems to be working so far, but I don't know if the recording's working, so I'll see once we finish the call. Hey, actually, I was going to email you. Excuse me.
Okay.
I listened to your podcast about you went to get your hair cut today.
Yeah, I just posted that.
That was really good. I like the sound. Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Oh, I thought it was my worst episode ever, but I think every episode is my worst, so...
No, definitely not. You're right when you said, I think when you emailed me and said that it takes a certain person to enjoy it or whatever. I'm not sure how you put it, but I liked it because I liked hearing you get your hair washed and listening to the lady and hearing all the sounds in the shop. I thought that was the coolest part.
I'm always amazed when the audio comes out halfway decent. I'm still looking for a way to improve the quality with the iRiver, maybe a different bitrate setting or something.
Well, now, are you using a separate microphone or the built-in microphone?
Most of the time I use a built-in.
Well, I'd say that's pretty good quality then with the built-in microphone.
Oh, great. It sounded like a speakerphone to me, but hey, if people can hear it and enjoy it, that's all I care about.
Well, I definitely enjoyed today's, because as I was sitting on my couch listening to it this morning before I went, I had a class to go to today, but... I was picturing what the shop was like, and then when those people came in the door, I was thinking, like, oh, what do they look like? I mean, actually, I really enjoyed that today. You have to know that I really got into that.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Archer, and based on what you just said, I think I'll try to do more description when I'm doing a show, more audio descriptions of what I'm seeing or what's going on.
Well, that would certainly add to it, but all the sounds that were in the background are what were making me create the pictures in my head. So that was really cool.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Archer.
So have you, I can't remember, did you get on iTunes or not?
Through the Libsyn, they just posted an iTunes tag system where I can fill in all the proper tags, and I don't know how it works from there. It's only been about 20 hours or so.
Wow. Because I don't do mine through Libsyn. They just host my files because I do it separately through another one. But I was wondering, have you figured out how many people you have listening to your show?
I have no idea the way Libsyn works. Who knows? They say there's about 40, 50 downloads for each episode, but...
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm proud.
Over the weekend, my... listenership or whatever really goes down. It seems like for the last 2 weeks during the weekend, it's like nobody downloads it, and then come Monday, I have like 120 people downloading it.
I think everybody listens while they're at work.
I agree with you that. So
what I try to do is put my shows up on the weekend for those people that do it at home, and that way there's something to listen to.
Right. Well, I've been trying to record one at night and then post it in the morning. However, the one I just did yesterday, I went ahead and posted late last night, even though it's got a Monday date on it.
I don't know if I've listened to that one yet. I just got done downloading all the updates on iTunes, so I don't know if the current episode has been listened to or not.
Oh, I hope it comes through the feed. Oh, yeah, it should, because... Well, see, what I did was I was using Blogger, like you would use Libsyn as your blogging software to post your... different shows. Well, I was using Blogger as my software, and I didn't like having that middleman in there. Like, I wanted to be able to post it myself and not have to rely on Blogger. So I found this program called Tangelo, which is basically it's a blogging software that you just have on your computer, and it uploads directly to your server instead of having to go through Blogger. So I spent the whole weekend redoing my web page slightly, and then importing all of my last 55 or 56 shows, 57 shows, into this program, and now it's completely held on my own server through Tangelo, and I don't have to go through Blogger. And Tangelo also outputs the RSS feed for me, so I don't have to do that.
Mm. However, and it's all hosted on your own machine?
Well, not on my own machine. No, I have through my web hosting service, archerradio.com. You know, I upload it myself to them, but I'm saying that I don't have to go to Blogger online, type in my thing, and then press.
Oh, I see.
You know, I can do it on my computer and just send it right to them through the program Tangelo. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make any sense?
I think so. I FTP all my shows up to Libsyn.
Yeah, same thing. I use FTP. Yeah.
So Tangelo, and you're working on a Mac, aren't you, or a PC?
I am on a Mac. Yes, I'm a major Mac guy. I guess you're on a PC then.
Oh, yeah. I started with an Apple II, and then I switched to Commodore Amiga.
Oh.
And then I just never went back to Apple because I didn't like their... what is it? Just, you're locked into their hardware, their supply chain.
Well, but their stuff is so good.
Yes.
Okay, well, so if you're on a PC, what do you use to record your shows? You use the iRiver, and then do you edit it somehow?
I generally don't edit. I'll take out bits and pieces, but I use the free stuff, Audacity.
Do you hear that noise?
A little bit of a hum.
Yeah, because I haven't registered Audio Hijack Pro. Let me cancel that and... shoot. Okay, so that was the conversation I had with Special Delivery Mark until the fuzziness came on the recording, so I had to end the conversation. But actually, what I did was I just stopped recording it with Audio Hijack Pro and just kept talking to him. So there was more conversation we had going, but you just won't be able to hear it. But I'm going to try again to, you know, record Skype calls, because I think I have it figured out now. As a matter of fact, today I tried to do Skype again because Peter, our most faithful listener in Germany, is on Skype, and he and I were going to try to record a conversation today. And I thought I had it all set up, and I saw him online, so I called him, and I started recording everything. And we had a great 20-minute conversation about all kinds of things, about coming out, about gay life in Germany, and I mean, all kinds of great things. It would have been a great show. And then after the conversation was done, I go to listen to it, and Audio Hijack Pro only recorded my end of the conversation. So it was weird, because I would sit there and I would say something, and then there would be empty space, you know, silence, and then I would respond to something he said, but you couldn't hear what he was saying. So it was just weird, and I don't know what I did, but it was funny because when I first called him, the phone kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and then he finally answered, and he was like, "You caught me with my pants down." So he was in the bathroom when I was calling. I felt bad about that, but that's cool that I caught him with his pants down. I wonder about that. Anyway, so Peter from Germany and I are going to try to Skype again on Thursday so I can record that conversation, and that'll be cool. So look forward to that. Hopefully I'll have that, if it all works out and the recording part works correctly, I will have that for Friday's show.
We started an online community called qpodder.org. Anybody who is interested in gay, lesbian, queer, bizarre podcasting.
Qpodder.
It's a queering house, if you will.
Good lord, there's so many now.
Qpodder.
Our new gay lesbian directory site for all gay lesbian podcasts. So go there.
Qpodder.org.
If you haven't checked out Qpodder.org, you should. Because if you're looking for any queer casts, they're all listed there. And they actually have like a one feed that will bring in all of the shows at one time. So you should check it out. And that promo was done by Travis, who's one of the listeners of, I think he listens to all of our queer casts, because he's, I've been hearing that promo on lots of people's podcasts today. So thank you for doing that, Travis. And if you're not on Qpodder, you should go there and check it out. Now, listener email. I wanted to mention some email that I got. Of course, we got lots of email from Peter. I get an email from him every day. And then I got an email from Tigger, and Tigger was letting me know that he got his 20-gig color iPod, and he calls us the iPod twins. And he also mentioned that the album art that a lot of podcasters have associated with their shows isn't coming through. And I don't know how to do that. Through FeedBurner, I have submitted the link to my album art, but it just doesn't come through with the iTunes. So that's something I need to work on. Thanks for letting me know about that, Tigger. I appreciate that. And have fun with your 20-gig color iPod. And we'll definitely be iPod twins. And then I got an email just this afternoon from PJ in Osaka, Japan. And he was saying that he found me on iTunes in Japan. I think that is wild that I'm on the iTunes music store in Japan. But actually, then again, Peter told me that I'm on the iTunes music store in Germany, so I guess it's not that odd. But what is odd is that I have a listener who is all the way over in Japan. That's, I think he is the farthest listener. Thank you for the email, PJ. And he said that that he can really relate to my outlook on many things. And I thought that was very nice. So thanks for listening, PJ, and I hope you continue to listen. And then I got an email from Aaron, and he and I were talking about Big Brother, and we were emailing back and forth about our views of the current Big Brother show and the different people on there. Well, there's an episode tonight, so Aaron, I'll be watching that. Of course, by the time you hear this, I will have already seen the show. So, but we can always talk about it some more. Then I want to talk about the comments on the website. The as you know, I as you heard me talking to the special delivery Mark, that I switched from Blogger to Tangelo, which is on my computer. So I had to reset all the comments on the website. So all those good comments that I've been posting so far are gone up until yesterday's show. So because of the way you insert the comment code is different from Blogger, so I had to redo it. Anyway, we did get some comments on the site, and I wanted to thank Beth and Homer and Chaz for leaving comments. And if you haven't commented on the site, you should go there and comment. Of course, I love emails too. So, and now one final thing. Bush, George Bush, your president, is going to announce the Supreme Court, his Supreme Court nominee to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor tonight. I am recording this before he does it, so I have no idea who he's going to nominate. But you know, on tomorrow's show, which would be Thursday's show, gosh, I have my days all screwed up, I will certainly comment about who his nominee is and what the outlook is for the next 40 years, if I'll go crawl under a rock or move to Canada. Who knows? Anyway, speaking of losing track of the days, Larry of the Little Fatty Cast on littlefatty.com was talking about the same thing I was talking about, where you record a show the night before, then you post it the next day. Do you say the next day's date or do you say today's date? It's like, I know exactly what you mean, Larry, because I get confused with that too, because it right now it is Tuesday evening, 7:30-ish on Eastern Standard Time, but yet I'm going to post this show Wednesday morning. And I know I've been talking about this for a while now. I get confused about which date I should use. So just know, if you are going to be listening to this on Wednesday, I am recording it on Tuesday before President Bush even gives his nominee. So that's why I don't have a comment on that. Okay, this has gone way too long. So I want to thank you all for listening. And I'd like to remind you to stay subscribed on iTunes. You may hear a show that you don't like and you take me off your iTunes. But if you listen to a show you don't care for, just delete it. But stay subscribed on iTunes, because you might hear a show that you do like. So stay with iTunes. And of course, I haven't mentioned this for about a week. Don't forget to vote for me on PodcastAlley.com. We have slipped way down. We're like 145 on the list out of like 5,000 podcasts. But every vote counts. So if you would, go to PodcastAlley.com and vote for me. That's all about that. Okay, so that's all for today, boys and girls. So until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.